This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
Hey, Matt at Epic Real Estate here. And you know, the house flipping craze, it's a craze. People are going nutso. But the truth is 97% of house flippers, they fail. So what are the 3% that are succeeding? What are they doing differently that's absolutely crushing the competition? Well, the big difference is that they just know how to market. That 3%, they know how to market better. They understand that this business is not so much an investing business, but more of a marketing business. And they act on that information in 5 steps. Okay, first, they evaluate the property for equity. Now, equity is the difference between what they have the property under contract for and what they can actually sell it for. And the more time that you have, the more equity you can actually hold on to. So if you're in a time crunch, you might have to give up some of that equity to get out quickly. So essentially, they're buying low, they're selling low, so they can do it quickly. They focus on that. Second thing is they know their customer and they know what their customer wants. You know, if, for example, if you're trying to sell a property for fast money, you're probably gonna want an investor that's got cash ready, a cash buying investor. If you're trying to sell a property that's fixed up, on the other hand, that might be a resident owner. So you must know who your customer is and what they want before you can effectively market to them. Third thing is they position the property within the market so that it becomes the most attractive property on the market to their given customer. You know, they position themselves at the bottom of that price range so that there would be the lowest priced property in the market. So when people out there shopping, typically most people will sort from highest to lowest, and then they'll start at the bottom and work their way up, or vice versa. But they'll look at the lowest prices first before they actually make their decision. So they want to get that exposure. They want to be seen first. So with this amount of exposure, it drives the demand. And when that demand is driven, it will naturally bring that price of that property up to where they originally wanted it, maybe even higher than they wanted it in the first place. The saying is exposure creates demand, demand drives value. The fourth thing is they promote. They promote in a way that's specific to their customer type. For example, an investor will be looking for equity or ROI, right? While a resident owner is gonna be looking for something like it's comfortable, it's clean, it's in a nice neighborhood, nice school system, maybe even luxury. And they create their headlines based on these specific wants. Then they broadcast that message with the goal of achieving maximum exposure. At Epic, we created a 20-point marketing checklist to make sure that we actually experience maximum exposure each time we do have a property to flip. If you'd like, you can grab a copy for free and go to epicmarketingchecklist.com. You can grab that checklist there and you can use it in your own market. The fifth thing that they do is they control the customer. They control the customer, specifically the customer within the buying situation, the circumstances. They control the sales process. They understand that they are the one with the deal and they have all the control. They've got the power in this relationship. So on any call with a customer, what they do is they do a few things. They'll let them know that they have competition so that there's opportunity there, but not so much that they don't have a chance. They say that they'll be making a decision quickly as well because they're creating urgency there. So they want the customer, they better get that offer in quickly or they might lose the deal. And because they're making this decision quickly, they'll tell the customer that they got to put their best foot forward. And they do that because they're going to be making this decision quickly. So you better, if you want this deal, give me your highest and best. And then they give them specific instructions on how they should do that. Should you email it? Should you fax it? Should you have a messenger pigeon or a carrier pigeon deliver it? However, they give them specific instructions. This is how to do it. So they create urgency. They give them hope. And they tell them exactly what to do. They control the entire sales process. Jeremiah Johnson, for example, he's one of my students, and he went from a job that he absolutely hated to the tune of 60 properties. He flipped 60 properties in 6 months. So if you'd like to learn how he and other students of mine became total house flipping badasses with these 5 steps, go to epiccasestudies.com. You can get all the details. You can hear their story. You can see exactly how they did it.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.